Save even more during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Mylow's Pro Rewards members save up to 20% on in-stock molding when you spend $250 or more. And save up to 20% on in-stock pre-hung interior doors when you buy six or more. Load up today on the materials you need and get the most out of Pro Savings Days. Members get more at Lowe's. Valid through 7/31 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Save big on everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Best Air Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Best Air products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, working in a psychiatric hospital could be difficult on a good day, but dealing with patients and paranormal activity, it can get to be a bit much.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and yes, 855-853-4802. You can call it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Share your real ghost stories with us. We would love to hear them. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. It's another good place to do that if you want access to all of our bonus material, the archive, everything there, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, as well as all the advanced material. It's all there for you on Apple Podcasts. You can subscribe or patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. And yeah, a psychiatric hospital. Scary, difficult on a good day. On a bad day, that can get even worse, especially if it's an active one and not just an abandoned place, which we hear a lot about. But how about an active one? Let's go to that phone call and hear the story. Hi.
So a little bit of background. I live in the Pacific Northwest, and I'm not going to give the name of the hospital. However, I work in a psychiatric institute. And one of the things that we were kind of warned when we were employed is that a lot of people have died here, you know, et cetera. There's a lot of atrocities that had happened and didn't come out and say that it was paranormal, but, you know, implying that it was. Anyway, fast forward. So I work the graveyard shift. I'm kind of an anti-people person, so I prefer to work at night so I can do what I need to do during the day. Well, the particular floor that I work at is an all-women unit. And these women have an array of mental health illnesses, diagnoses. Some don't have diagnoses because they're unique, but they're has always been whispers about this particular floor that there was something down the east hall. I didn't pay any attention to it. I know that this place is haunted. I've experienced things in the hallways, in the stairways, in the elevators. It's gotten to the point to where before I leave the parking lot, I tell whoever might have been following me that night, because you can hear footsteps behind you, that they cannot come home with me. They need to stay here. Maybe it's superstition, maybe it's not. However, I'm not dumb enough to be unprepared. So I'm working the shift, and we take turns doing rotations. And what these rotations are is we basically go down each hall and we check in every individual room to make sure that the patients are sleeping. And if they're not sleeping, we document it accordingly, or if they are, we document it. So I'm walking down the hall and I'm not, you know, hearing anything out of the ordinary. I'm checking the doors, and these doors are very heavy. They're metal and they have a very distinctive click when one of the doors open. You can be as stealthy as you want to, that click will always be there. So I'm checking the doors, and then I get to the East Hall. And mind you, I've totally forgotten the stories of the East Hall. We've heard all sorts of stories. We've seen all sorts of stories. Security has stated they don't go to certain places when they see a particular shadow on the screen. You know, it's just a lot has been said, and that particular warning has definitely been lost in the jumble. So I'm walking down the hall, and as I get towards the end of the hall, I'm checking, and I just kind of feel something weird. And the best way to describe this is your sixth sense kicks in, and I feel a breeze on the back of my neck. And the first thing I think to myself is, oh, Lord, here we go. So I turn around, and I start, you know, walking back to the nurse's station, and I hear a click of the door. Now, it's not uncommon for the female patients to come out, especially if they're light sleepers. And I turned around thinking I'm going to see one of my patients, and I don't see anything. Now, if the door has been opened, there's going to be a little lip in the doorway. So I'm going to know that the door's been recently opened. Nothing. Completely smooth surfaces. So I pause and I listen. And then there's nothing. So I continue to walk. This time I start to hear footsteps behind me. I turn around again. Nothing. So I'm like, okay. So I go and I walk, and I keep walking. And this time I'm walking a little bit quicker than I normally do. And one of my coworkers looks at me and she goes, hey, what is going on? And I said, I don't know what it is, but I feel weird down there. And I explained to her everything that had happened, and she looks at me and her face goes pale. And I go, what? And she goes, nothing, I don't want to tell you. And at this point, I give her the look. We've worked together well enough to know that the look on my face indicates that I will get what she wants to tell me. Negotiations and interrogations are completely possible, her choice as to which. And so she just looks at me and she goes, okay. She said, so there was a patient down that hall. And I was like, okay. She's like, she's not here anymore. I was like, okay. And she said that she would see something inside her room. And I was like, what do you mean? She says, I don't know. So she repeated to me what the patient had said. So I guess the patient would come down about 2 a.m. same time as I'm doing my checks on this evening, and she would say, there's something in my room, and it's not letting me go to sleep. And when she described it as a dark, hunched shadow sitting on her desk in the corner, staring at her. And then the patient continued and said that it would crawl up the wall and across the ceiling, and it would tap along the walls, and then it would open and it would shut the doors, and she would get really frightened, and she would come down and she would say that there's something in her room. Well, my coworker didn't particularly pay any mind to it, because mind you, these persons suffer with, you know, mental illness. So she basically just said, well, you know, hey, do you want a PRN? And she would go and she would, you know, get the person, you know, the appropriate medication assigned. However, there was this one particular night when she went down and she heard the clacking along the walls. And so my coworker was telling me about how one night she had heard the clacking and she heard the door open and shut and the footsteps behind her. And so I was like, okay. I was like, from now on, we are doing checks together because it felt incredibly weird down there. I can't quite explain it, just that it felt weird. So we continue the shift and everything's fine. And I go downstairs to get the mail and the parcels. So I go into the elevator and I hear the clicking that she had described in the elevator. And I was like, okay, so I'm thinking, you know, it's cold. Maybe it's the, you know, belay system or whatever. I am the most logical person out there. However, I'm not naive enough to say that everything has a, you know, equal, you know, everything has an answer. I know better. So I'm not jumping to paranormal immediately. I'm just like, okay, it's the belay system. It's whatever. So I scan my badge again and the lights flicker. And I'm like, okay, so this is an old building. So I scan my badge again, and I push the bottom floor, and I start to go down. And just as I started going down in between the floors, the lights flicker, and the elevator dropped. Not far enough, but enough to give a good jolt. So finally, I got irritated, and I said, look, I know you're here. I have heard you. I have sensed you. I get it. You are here. And I told it, I said, I don't care who you are. I don't care what you are. I was like, but you cannot be in this elevator with me. You cannot be following me around. I'm not going to be afraid of you. I suggest you go terrorize the new staff. I'm not playing. I'm too tired. I don't care. And unless you're going to make coffee, I don't want to deal with you. And I'm not even making this up. As soon as I got finished with my, what I call my mom voice, the light came on and everything started functioning again. So the remainder of that shift, nothing ever happened. And so I was like, okay. But anyway, this was a relatively unique experience that happened about 2 weeks ago. And I just wanted to share it with you. It has a long history of paranormal activity. And to make matters worse, it used to be an Indian burial ground before it was a psychiatric hospital. So if anyone's seen Poltergeist, when they, you know, move the tombstones and not the bodies, you know, imagine that, but a Native American burial ground to the point where they're bringing ground-penetrating radar at times before they build on anything, just in case there's still, you know, Native American bodies that we haven't fully accounted of. And then on top of that, you know, we have, you know, random, you know, memorial gardens where, you know, the psychiatric patients are still, you know, buried. So Indian burial ground plus, so Stephen King plus, you know, Poltergeist, you know, plus, you know, I don't know, whatever, was it Pet Cemetery? That's pretty much the vibe you get at night. Anyway, thank you guys.
Thank you for sharing that experience. Thoughts on that?
I love that she's got a real badass attitude.
Yeah.
Because me, I've got work on that. Like, I'm the one who'll be like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, what's going on? And she's like, I don't need this today. And unless you want to make coffee, you need to do this. Like, she said she had her best mom voice. And I think, you know, that's a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to go taunting something, but she acknowledged it. And there was no taunting. It was like, I know you're here. I know what you're doing. I get it. But no, you cannot do this. And I'm like, maybe that's a lesson we should all take from her. Like a little bit of badass when you're confronted with something like that.
Setting boundaries with a ghost is what she's doing. Yeah,
exactly. And she did it, I think, in a really good way. that firm, authoritative way, like a mom would do it.
Mm-hmm. Not yelling at the ghost, not throwing things at the ghost, not creating a toxic environment with the ghost, but just...
And acknowledging it.
Acknowledging, it. Firmly setting your boundaries, mm-hmm. facts and truth, and then the ghosts no longer bother you.
I think it's... And then everything started working again just fine.
Yeah.
I think that's great. And even the one coworker, when she's like, oh, I'm not going to tell you what happened, she's like, I will interrogate it out of you. So you might as well just tell me. I like this girl.
I'll just tell me.
Like, she's kind of a badass.
Yeah. No, I like that. Thank you for
a little bit more of her in my life.
Thank you for sharing that that story with us. If you want to share yours, we'd love to hear it. 855-853-4802. The phone number to call 24/7 to share your real ghost stories with us, or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want access to all of our bonus material, advanced episodes, and more, you can get it all ad-free on Apple Podcasts, or you can get it at patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend, because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.